every year. I remember everybody would ride down the, they have a parade, everybody would ride down.
They have one at Moulton, I've heard people talk about too, as I say, but why they talk like now, this would be around here, as I say, this man, he really promoted it though, because, I don't know, he used to live in Missouri, Arkansas, or somewhere, and that was his profession. He does. He's one, you know, went down there to Jimmy's place one time, roped this calf for him and calf.
Old brother's a stallion. Is he the one that promoted?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a real fine stallion.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Like that. Yeah.
He knows how to go about it.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be really good. What does he just, does he do this for himself, or is he gets?
Well, he and his wife, of course, they get some out of it. James and Linda, that's him and his wife, but anyway, then the PTA, we kind of, I think, worked in booths, concession booths those two nights and get a certain percent of the profit.
Oh boy, with 4,000 and 5,000 people.
Well, really, what it was, after all expenses, PTA got about $300. Well, that wasn't too bad for two nights working like that. So, they cleared about $3,000. So that was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, the PTA, there's a little town over near Gadsden called Walnut Grove, and the PTA there every year has a Fiddler's Convention, and they don't give away as good prizes as they did up here. Phil, I got kind of worried the other night. I mean, I was glad to win first prize and everything, but I couldn't tell for sure how many people were there, and they gave away about $150 to $200 in prize money.
I don't see how they made a thing, do you?
Well, I worried. I'm afraid they just broke even.
I meant to ask this boy, and our oldest girl goes with this boy, Gary Preston. You mean, done a lot of the announcing. Or you remember him?
Well,
yeah, I meant to ask him Sunday, and I forgot.
Well, you know, I started to offer to give them my money back.
Yeah.
And I was afraid I'd make them mad.
Yeah,
and
they was
really
going for a good cause.
Yeah, I really felt that it was worth it. But we were just wondering if they made any money the other night at that. We were wondering if they made any money at that Phil Campbell thing the other night.
$300.
Good.
I don't see how they did, though.
The assistant to the MC.
I was afraid.
Yeah, I don't see how they did.
They gave away $150 prize money, and I was afraid they had.
That was one good thing about it, though. They proved to me that it wasn't what the title was.
Yeah, right.
Well,
they had quality prizes.
Yeah.
What?
$25. Yeah. 25, 20, and 15 for the first three places.
Well, I'm sorry you wouldn't drink with us.
Oh, that's okay.
We're too young, old one. I really.
I'll tell you, Lowell's a genuine hurricanee. He doesn't drink anything stronger than goat milk, I don't think.
You don't drink Coke?
Well, I could occasionally.
Keep you awake, man. No, I just.
I get out there at Al's barbershop and get out there picking with him and carrying on, and I'll drink a dollar's worth of Pepsi's right out of the machine.
One time.
Al is a barber along with.
He's a fine barber.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's a good barber because he'll talk.
Isn't that a strange combination, though, holding to a set of clippers constantly with your hands like this, and then he's very nimble.
He gets a lot of good work there since they've opened those recording studios and Muscle Shoals. Every time they need a fiddle player, man, they pay him, and it's good pay. He'll go in and play for 30 minutes or an hour, and they'll pay him $35, $40.
And one way, it didn't hardly seem fair for him to get some of those prizes, and even kind of professional, didn't he?
Well, he's not that professional.
Well,
there's, you know, Al, at that big one at Athens, Al, I think it was only third. There's a fellow off of Sand Mountain who's deaf in one ear, and this is something I've never understood. J.T. is his name. And I believe it's his, it's his right ear, I guess, it's deaf. But I looks like if you were hard of hearing, you'd have trouble playing fiddle. But he's the best. He's the one that beats Al. Every time JT and Al get together, you figure that they'll be battling it out. And so far, everywhere I've been, JT will have just a little edge on Al.
What was the name of that circus we had your band file?
Was it Brown?
That's what I thought at first, but it wasn't. It's a simple name, but right now, can you think?
I don't know.
I was talking about how big a crowd we had then.
Oh my gosh, we had that ball fill down there.